I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. No new mass protests in Venezuela today, but Juan Guaido, who was recognized by the U.S. this week as the country's interim president, says more protests are coming. The unrest has many Venezuelans here in the U.S. feeling like they can't go back home. That's why there's a bill in Congress to provide them with temporary protective status, TPS. It was introduced last week by Representatives Darren Soto and Mario Diaz-Balart, both of Florida. I asked Congressman Soto why he thinks the legislation is needed.
Well, we understand, particularly with the advent of the murderous Maduro regime, that political asylum makes sense from a civil rights and refugee point of view. We have over 233,000 Venezuelans in Florida alone, and over 3 million have left the country since Maduro took office. We see freedom of speech has been eliminated. Political opposition has been murdered. People's businesses have been taken. It is one of the worst human rights crises that we have in the Americas. And with the United States being a beacon of freedom and having a long-standing tradition of being a haven for refugees, we felt it was critical. And the bill is bipartisan in the House, as you correctly mentioned. I introduced it with Mario Diaz-Balart, a Republican congressman from South Florida. And in the Senate, Senator Bob Menendez is joined by fellow Floridian Senator Marco Rubio. And we already have other Democrats and Republicans joining to co-sponsor at this point.
Does it make it more likely that this bill will pass and that President Trump will sign it?
Of course, it's absolutely essential for its possibility to be passed that it be bipartisan. We have a Democratic House now. We have a Republican Senate, a Republican president, and frankly, a Republican president who has not been a big fan of TPS. However, we have the Trump administration first levying sanctions on the Maduro regime, and now recognizing the opposition leader, Guaido, as the acting president since under the Constitution, Maduro's election was fraudulent. It goes then to the head of the National Assembly under the Constitution. So this would be consistent with those moves to allow another tool to be used to help bring democracy and freedom back to Venezuela by giving folks temporary protective status here in the United States.
Congressman Soto, you represent a district in Central Florida in the Orlando area. Are there a lot of Venezuelan exiles already there? And if so, what stories are you hearing from them?
Sure. We have over 33,000 estimated Venezuelans. Majority are exiles in Central Florida, over 200,000 in South Florida. So from the Sunshine State, we're talking massive numbers. Not a day goes by where we don't hear from new Venezuelan refugees asking for assistance with political asylum. It is, in fact, inundated my office and other offices of members of Congress, and right now they have to apply individually. This would give an automatic temporary protective status, something we've done before for Haitians, and we saw it in countries in Central America like Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, back after natural disasters, and we've done it for refugee status for places like Sudan.
And as we mentioned, TPS programs are being ended for other nationalities by the Trump administration. How do you feel about that?
So that is their push. However, as we negotiate the end of this shutdown, I believe that TPS will be part of a grand deal should we get one together. So I don't think the rest of that story is written just yet. Dreamers, TPS are two things that are being discussed, and particularly to give them a eligibility for residency. That'll be something that the U.S. House will be pushing for as we navigate through this.
I mean, those TPS programs need to obviously be renewed if they're to continue, but I mean, do you see some hypocrisy here that some TPS programs are being ended and others are being started?
Well, the program is temporary, so programs will end at some point. But the key is that if folks are here for 10, 15, 20 years, they're integral in the economic and social fabric of our nation. We can make a decision at the end to grant residency. But it isn't hypocritical because these programs are temporary and some will end. Certainly with these longstanding programs, though, I think the right call is residency.
Congressman Darren Soto speaking with us from Washington. Thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.